band live in our studio here at 97.3 ABC Illawarra in the absence of an adoring crowd, which you will have. Can we have some applause for yourselves? Yes! they're going to give us another one in just a tick, and that's just an example of the sensational, joyous music you're going to see in the street this coming week here in Wollongong. Ken, have a seat, sir. Ken Field has become, you've become practically a Wollongong resident. We have you in every year now, don't we?
And happy and proud to be so.
Tell me about your background and how you come to be leading this fantastic group of musos.
Well, I'm just thrilled to be back. And this is the fourth year of the festival, fourth year I've been here. The reason I'm here is because this is a honk festival. And back in Boston, where I'm from, I have been involved for 12 years in the organization of the original Honk Festival in Boston, Somerville. And it's amazing that that concept has taken such root in so many places all over the world here, an amazing festival that is just so extraordinary.
What are you trying to achieve with festivals like the original in Boston and
The original Honk Festival was designed as a festival of activist street bands. It's a festival that it's a gathering of bands that are doing music to make the world a better place. Activism. These are bands that play for rallies, play for protests. They're generally not commercial bands. They're inclusive bands, community based. And they encourage activism. They encourage people to take an active role in their community, in their local community, in their wider national community, both for political purposes, but also for social purposes and just for community advancement.
Well, I had the Femme Fatales in here a couple of weeks ago, and they were getting a bit political about funding the arts.
Yeah.
Are we seeing that happening here, for instance?
Here?
Activist bands, they're musicians. Yes. They're not expected to be organized. And
well, I think anybody, no matter what anyone does, no matter what their role in life is, what their activities are through the course of their day or week or year, I think people can take an active role in their community, and they can not just sit and watch things happen. They can help make things happen, things that they think are important. And that's part of the role of the festival. The other part of the role of the original Honk Festival, and I think every Honk Festival is independently organized, and people do what they think is important to them. But I think more and more all of the festivals that are taking place are focusing on that activist aspect, the community aspect, in whatever way makes sense for their community. And I think it's something that people are enthusiastic about in the U.S., especially now, for maybe obvious reasons. People are very interested in trying to make things better, trying to change things for the better.
So what can people expect to see over the week?
I think there will be a lot of fun. And that was the other thing I was going to say, that one aspect is this gathering of bands, and the other aspect is people witnessing the bands and maybe dancing and participating in one way or another, and having a great time. So
it's like a whole series of flash mobs of people with saxophones and drums, and it's joyous.
It's free, it's welcoming, it's community-based, and everybody should come on out and check it out. And I guarantee, or your money back, you'll have a good time.
And if you've got a rusty trumpet or something sitting in the back room you haven't played for a while, you can join the band.
Yeah, well, the rust might be a problem, but yeah.
Okay.
and I, you know, this band, this is a very small version of the band that I'll be leading. In the past, we've had 20, 25 people in the band, which we've been calling the Hoot Band. We're doing some of my material. That was a tune that I wrote called Zonk, which was originally written for a honk festival. But this year we have over 100 people signed up to play with the band, which is going to be
outstanding.
Well, actually, I don't know what it's going to be. It's boggling to me.
As I say to many people around campfires, enthusiasm more important than skill.
Well, we'll have both, actually. We'll have enthusiasm and skill, and we hope people will come by and check it out.
All right. Well, you can go to honkfest.org.au if you want to know more, or even sign up. You know, get that old saxophone out, polish it up, and go along and join the band. Or just enjoy it. They're going to be not only marching around Wollongong, playing at Eat Street markets, in the city as well. They will also be a part of some of the big parades and some of the big moments of the Illawarra Folk Festival as well. They're going to take us out with another one. What do you got for us, folks?
We're going to play Just a Closer Walk with Thee.
Oh, classic New Orleans. All right, here is the Hoot Band.